Photography and videos. Amelia Reid. Amelia Reid is a photographer and videographer from Northumberland. After graduating from a commercial photography degree, her work now mostly consists of live photography, fashion and band portraits, as well as music videos. Her work has a slightly retro style, and she loves to create imagery and film that feels nostalgic, taking inspiration from directors like Sofia Coppola and Wes Anderson. What makes a great band or artist image? Staying true to what the band represents is important. Do you want your image to be light-hearted and silly, or a bit more serious? The imagery you use should reflect the kind of music you make, as well as your personality. A lot of the artists I work with prefer simpler concepts. A bold colour theme or an interesting background can work well. One of my favourite band shots I've taken for the cover of NARC magazine was of Avalanche Party in the middle of a housing estate. I had to grab the band for 5 minutes on their break from shooting a music video. The background is just boring houses and fences, but it just came together really well. You don't need to go overboard to get a great photo, but working with a great photographer definitely helps. What do you think makes a great music video? I think a video that complements the music and the artist is crucial. A complex, concept-heavy short film is not always necessary, as sometimes a minimal approach is better suited to the song. Allowing the music to shine through is the most important thing for a video, in my opinion. Even though the video is a piece of art in its own right, its main purpose is to showcase the song, not distract from it. The music should influence the art. What should musicians consider when employing someone to create a video or promo photos? I'm happy to shoot a fully formed concept or work with the artist to come up with something together, but I'll always contribute ideas and bring a fresh perspective either way. One thing I've learned is that the end product is usually a bit different to the initial concept. It seems to change and evolve throughout the process. When you're looking for someone to make a video, choose someone according to the style and the look of their work. I've worked across very different genres of music, but my work is consistent whether it's a metal band or an experimental electronic artist. Try not to hire a videographer expecting them to make the video exactly how you want it, without having any of their own ideas or input. You're hiring an artist. It's a collaboration. What sort of costs are involved in paying a videographer to make a music video? The actual cost of a music video really varies depending on who you hire, whether you need a studio, extra camera operators, props, lighting, etc. But a lot of what you're paying for is the time and experience of the people involved. Camera gear is also extremely expensive. So whether it's being hired for the shoot or the person you're working with has their own kit, that will be factored into the cost. I shoot and edit most of my videos on my own, so that lowers costs in comparison to hiring a big production company. I do think you pay for what you get, and it takes a lot of time, effort, and expertise to make a great music video. What should musicians consider if they want to create their own videos and promo images? It depends on the look you're going for, really. Spike Jonze made the video for Kanye West's Only One entirely on an iPhone, so you probably already have the tools to make a video without even buying a camera. When I film with my phone, I use apps like 8mm to really embrace the grainy retro look. I think the most difficult part of a DIY-style video would be the editing, so it might help to have someone with basic editing knowledge help out. I once made a no-budget, handheld, DIY punk-style video where we included a load of shots from phones and the band edited it all together. It's a lot of fun and it takes away the pressure of making a super polished video. Is there anything else you'd advise musicians to consider when it comes to image and content creation? Keeping a consistent aesthetic is good as it makes your content instantly recognisable. I've learned a lot about branding in the last year, and I think the key is trying to stay genuine while still having a plan or brand identity in mind. I used to think it would feel inauthentic to curate my social media presence so carefully, but it helps the business side of things run more smoothly and also helps you get in front of a bigger audience. As an artist or musician, you have to be a business person too. People often don't realise how much work is going on behind the scenes. I'm still learning though. I do find it hard to post on Instagram all the time.